that drove his cattle over there. Oh, 50 or 60 head in that vicinity, because we had to get pinned. They came in there and killed them. We couldn't stand to see that food wasted. So Dad called the county home demonstration office. And we got all the people that we could think of. For 48 hours without ever stopping, we canned pressure cooked meat, and we brought meat to town and gave it to people we knew rather than waste it. Mm-hmm. When those Indians would come down out of those mountains and fill their cars with the guts, and they'd leave the best part of the meat laying and would not carry it off.
Mm.
And we never got over that.
You're holding jerking dog.
Yeah, it looked like they had jerked it or something. We had the trees lined with hay. We had one winch. Uh-huh. And we'd pull them up into a tree and then take and cut the tendons and tie the legs to the trees and skin them. Let them hang over that. It was cold.
Uh-huh.
And some of them hung there 3 or 4 days. They'd freeze.
Uh-huh.
And we'd clean them, wash them down, and cooked it.
Uh-huh.
This was just getting rid of the surplus.
Getting rid of the surplus and have food wasted like that.
I sometimes wonder about that administration as you do, but when I see Berlin and these things. Oh, I want to ask you about that time in the afternoon when the animals get hungry and you have to go to work out around the farm. What time do you call that?
Feeding time.
Mm-hmm.
Or chore time.
How would you call your calves then?
Sioux calves.
Now, if you had horses, how would you call them?
You know, here horses, or we always call them a name, Toby and Smokey.
Mm-hmm.
And just holler and they'd come in if they were fed that way.
If something is very common, oh, let's say somebody wants to see some Bermuda grass, and he says, where can I see some Bermuda grass? You say, well, you just go out here and you just look.
Most any place.
Mm-hmm. What did you say people called it when they got the land ready for cultivation first? They moved into virgin land, if they had brush and shrubs and things like that in it.
It was new, fertile, virgin soil.
And they did what to it?
Tilled it.
Cleared it?
Cleared it and tilled it.
If you're totally out of something and somebody says, do you have any of this? You might say, no, we don't have any of that. We have none at all?
Yeah, we haven't. There's none left, or there's none, we have nothing at all. I'll do this about every 3 or 4 weeks. I get my mind to working again.
Man, it's going like that. If a man took out his knife and accidentally slit his finger, and somebody says, did somebody cut him? You say, no, nobody cut him. He cut
himself.
If there are two men there, each of them does this.
Cut themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were talking about whey cheese last night. You said you thought of another one?
I did this morning. Clabber cheese and whey cheese and cottage cheese and an old farmer down there. In the mail.
Did you use all these terms?
Huh?
I don't think that's stable.
We'll come in there. Well, that's all right since you've got it. We'll just drink it right here, Judy.
And you still are.
Yeah.